The urgent policy demands to halt the advance of climate change are the focus of heads of state, experts, scientists, academics, engineers, on-the-ground activists. But the urgency and terrible reality of the Earth's changes can also be found in the heart of one young woman. One woman of the 13 million Americans directly threatened by sea level rise, millions more in communities all over the world. A study published earlier this week in Nature Climate Change puts the date at 2100, when the waters will overwhelm coastal cities on every continent. But for 18-year-old Selena Lem, from the island of Majuro, the capital and largest city in the Marshall Islands, 2100 is today. Selena is experiencing a loss that much of the rest of the world may have marked on the calendar. But her greatest fear since she was a little girl has come to pass.
It would be my island's drowning, because I live right next to the water. And so seeing the water rise and then it's just my island's just disappearing.
When there's weather, when there are storms, what happens?
When the storms are happening, we usually receive notification from through our radio that there's going to be an inundation soon. And so a lot of people, either they sleep in a hotel or somewhere where it's quite farther away from the water, or they just stay in their house and just get prepared for the waves. And then they just crash into these seawalls and they break them, and then just they destroy the soil and all the crops that we have, and then a lot of the homes that are along the way.
So when you were a little girl, you could imagine sitting and watching a storm without worrying about your home being torn away from its moorings. But now you can't even do that.
Well, I grew up with these inundations because we receive them every year. But the problem is currently they've just been happening during seasons that they're not supposed to happen. And so when the waves come, they're usually way over the seawalls that a lot of people have built across the seashore. And so as it is becoming more frequent, there's this increasing worry amongst a lot of us that our islands are just going to disappear.
Have you always been afraid of the water when you were growing up?
It wasn't really that immense scared that I started feeling nowadays. Because there was this one time I cannot really remember. I think it was 3 years ago or 4 years ago. And I was in my room, and I had, usually when the waves would come, I would close my curtains. Because in our culture, it is believed that whenever a wave comes, women are not allowed to see it. Women are not allowed to look at the water because it is believed that the ghost who lives in the water is actually mad. And so if she knows that we're looking at her, she will get even more angrier. And so I would always close the curtains, but this one time I forgot to close it. And so I went into my room and I saw the waves going above the seawall that my uncles and my grandfather had built. And then they just went over the seawall and just crashed into my grandparents' grave. Seeing that, that was like the first time where I felt the wave kind of insulted me or really demeaned me by just washing over my grandparents' graves and just bringing all the rubbish that the ocean has. And just seeing that was it is quite upsetting.
And it's not caused by anything you did. It's the result of decisions that people have made about energy and consumption and pollution thousands and thousands of miles away from you.
Yes. And that is what makes this thing even harder, because then we're just a small island. And you question yourself, like, what would a big country like that care about a small country with only 72,000 people?
Are all of the people of the island and islands thinking about just heading somewhere else?
There hasn't really been plan on moving out. At least that's what I've known so far. But a lot of people have already started moving out. Some have lost their homes due to the waves. But as for myself, I haven't really thought of that. I've just thought of just finishing my education and going back home and work there.
Selena, what would you want to ask someone who's ahead of you, who's actually moved because of the effects of climate change? And there are thousands of people around the world who have had to move already. What would you ask them? What do you want to know from their experience?
Is it hard? I'm sure you've had close friends or relatives or your grandparents or your parents' graves already in those small islands. And now that you're going to move away, how does it feel leaving all that behind?
What do you most want to hear from them?
I guess some optimism.
What would you take with you? What would you leave behind?
I would leave memories. My grandparents, the woman I grew up with, my culture, my home.
And what do you pack with you?
Memories in my head, seashells, handicrafts.
Photos.
Yes, photos from my that my grandpa really made sure to save. It'd be very nice to look at them so many years from now on.
I hope we haven't upset you.
No, it's okay. It's just hard to think about these things.
Selena Lam losing her home in the Marshall Islands and the places where her elders are buried. She's both a potential climate refugee and a climate activist. Today's coverage of climate change is a collaboration with WBEZ's Heat of the Moment project. You can find more at heatofthemoment.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.